It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it and throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
At 102.3 FM.
Cyclones want foul. Cousins just dribbles out the clock. And Iowa State has knocked off the number one team in the country, Oklahoma.
On the 1650 The Fan app.
Farouk Benesh, a three. Good!
You can't be serious with that shot.
And streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game.
And now, here's your host.
I know I'm smarter than that some
Colbert.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome in. A Friday edition of the show underway. I am your host, Colbert. It is the last time that we can call it a football Friday until the last Friday in August when the high school football season gets going. Well, there will be some week zero games, I have to imagine. So perhaps the second to last Friday in August, to be specific. But you catch my drift here. The Super Bowl 57, you'll hear it right here on Sunday on The Fan. Pregame coverage begins at 1, kickoff at 5:30. And as I've been telling you this week, I understand, made-for-TV event. But if you're not able to be around the television at all, you can listen to this Super Bowl for the first time via our app. Download the 1650 The Fan app. You can listen at the website on the stream at 1650thefan.com. Or you can tell your smart speaker, you know, your Google smart speaker, your Alexa, your Alexa-enabled device. So check it out, yeah. And I would imagine that, like most of us, you're not going to be able to be in front of the television between 1 p.m. and about 10 p.m. And our great partners at Westwood One Sports just do an outstanding job with their coverage, their pregame, their in-game. And Kurt Warner is going to be alongside Kevin Harlan with the call of Super Bowl 57 that you'll hear right here on The Fan. So what's not to like about that? We had a little it was just a casual day, wear your favorite sports garb, and, you know, football related. And so I'm not a jersey guy. I'm not, like, I have one jersey, and I inherited it from my dad, who hardly ever wore it in the first place. Just never been the type to wear jerseys. But, you know, and just being in the workplace spirit today, I wore it. And albeit, you guys, most of you know, I'm a Chicago Bears fan, but the only jersey I have is a Kurt Warner St. Louis Rams jersey. And it, don't worry, it's the OGs. You remember the really ugly ones from when they first earned the Greatest Show on Turf nickname, the blue with the yellow that's just pretty much obscene. It's so ugly that it's cool, I think. I think that's how that works. But yeah, so I think I win the Jersey of the Day award. We weren't having that award, but I'm giving it to myself here today at work. And we've got a lot of Chiefs fans here in the house, so I'm really hoping that the Eagles win. Actually, I just want to see a good game. I want to see a good game, and I'm hopeful. I'm optimistic that that's going to be the case, and we're going to break this one down today on the show. Got some stuff I want to get to that's more local in the first segment, so don't want to go on for too long, but really looking forward to watching the game on Sunday. I hope you have a very enjoyable experience doing the same, whether you're, you know, watching amongst friends and family or just, you know, kicking it at home and enjoying it that way. A couple things to get to, but first things first, however you are tuned in, whether it's on 1650 AM, 102.3 FM, on our mobile app, on your smart speakers, streaming online at 1650thefan.com. Thanks for being here. Follow us on Twitter at 1650KCNZ. I'm on Twitter at RealColbert. And like the Facebook page, type in 1650 The Fan. You'll find us. Hammer that like button. You'll be set and ready to go. Bookmark the website. It's where you get the podcast. It's where you get all sorts of local and statewide sports content. 1650thefan.com. And dial me up if you have any questions or comments. 319-277-1918. 319-277-1918. Or you can dial 800-913-9479. Or you could email me. And I would suggest emailing now if you have any questions for a special guest coming up in the second segment of today's show, a first-timer. Wes Reynolds is going to join us. Wes is an analyst and a host at VSiN. You hear our VSiN action updates, what is it, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times a day. You hear the VSiN action updates, and they're Iowa-centric, as many of you probably know by now. And they've just been great partners, you know, partnered up with them not long after sports gambling went legal in the state of Iowa. Love the action updates and what they bring to the station. And they've been great because last year before the Super Bowl, we got one of these geniuses from VSiN to give us the lowdown on betting the big game. Because a lot of you out there, whether you are experienced or whether you're just kind of getting into it, the Super Bowl is the type of event that provokes people into maybe starting an account on one of these apps and getting it going. So I the Super Bowl is always a good time, but if you want to try to make it even a little bit better time for yourself and throw some dollars down responsibly, Wes Reynolds, analyst and host of VSiN Live Bet Tonight, is going to join us in the next segment of today's show. You can follow Wes on Twitter at WesReynolds1. And we're going to break it all down. We're going to, and I'm going to make sure that, you know, we're speaking to the novice better and that we're also speaking to the more experienced better. I want to cover the whole gamut as it relates to Super Bowl 57 when Wes joins us in the next segment. So if you have any questions, now would be a great time to email me, the email address Cole, C-O-L-E, at 1650thefan.com. We'll get to area sports news and scores in just a second. I want to make sure we got enough time to hear audio from UNI wrestling coach Doug Schwab and Iowa State wrestling coach Kevin Dresser. That duel, that rivalry duel, taking place over at McLeod Center tonight. That's going to get going at 7 o'clock. The 13th-ranked Panthers against the 2nd-ranked Cyclones. I'll be over at McLeod Center for that one. Very much looking forward to taking that one in. And we'll get to that audio here in just a little bit during area sports news and scores. During that first time out, of course, we get you the VSiN action update and a forecast for the rest of this Friday and looking into tomorrow and Sunday. Looks like good weather this weekend, more snow coming off the ground, it seems. So I'm all for that. We'll come back and Wes will join us in that next segment and we'll break it all down. Super Bowl 57 from the gambling side of things with Wes. And then after we're done there, we'll take the timeout near the bottom of the hour. That's when you get Radio Iowa Sports from Todd Kim. We'll come back on the other side of that break. And Logan Blackman will join us, of course, on a Football Friday like usual. And we'll break it down from the football side of things. There's been a lot to take in. I think Dan Patrick, Jim Rome, and Rich Eisen have all done a great job with the guests they've had on their show this week. And, you know, the players have done a great job talking about some of the biggest things that hang in the balance in this game in terms of scheme and game plan, things of that nature. And with Logan's expertise as a former collegiate quarterback, we're going to dig in on some of those nuts and bolts for the game. And that should only continue to help you maybe when it comes to making your informed wager on Super Bowl 57. So after we're done with Logan, we'll take the final timeout, get you a NFL Network update, Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary, then we'll come back and wrap up the show for the week. All right, the tournament trail got underway in girls basketball last night with Class 1A regional first-round games. Gladbrook-Rhinebeck down Janesville, 56-34. Waterloo Christian beat North Tama, 63-44. AGWSR stormed past Colonesco, 56-24. Dunkerton got past Nashua Plainfield, 43-37. Clarksville rolled past Rockford, 66-40. And Don Bosco took care of Tripola, 45-31. Tonight in regular season high school metro basketball games and a girl-boy doubleheader, Waterloo East plays at Marshalltown. In a girls game, third-ranked Waterloo West is at Dubuque Hempstead. Meanwhile, the Wahawk boys play host to the Mustangs. The 5A, ninth-ranked Cedar Falls girls are hosting Dubuque Senior. You can hear that game on our companion station tonight, Cruising KCFI. Pregame coverage begins around 7:15 with Dave Finnegan. Meanwhile, the Tiger boys are on the road at eighth-ranked Dubuque Senior. Entries into the high school state wrestling tournament up for grabs tomorrow. District meets take place in all three classes. Here's where Metro schools will be competing. Cedar Falls, Waterloo West, and Waterloo East will be at the Class 3A district meet at Marshalltown. Waterloo Columbus is at the Class 2A district meet at Denver. We will have periodic reports tomorrow here on the station from those two districts. In 1A and 2A, the top two place winners in each way advance to state, while the three top place winners in Class 3A advance. Braden Smith scored a career-high 24 to lead number one Purdue to an 87-73 win over Iowa last night. Purdue responded with a run in the second half when the Hawks cut it to a six-point game with 5:39 remaining, put the Hawks away for good. Chris Murray led the way with 24 as Purdue will remain top-ranked. Last night in women's college basketball, second-ranked Indiana used a late scoring run to pull away from number 5 Iowa, 87-78. Caitlin Clark finished with 35 points, 10 assists, and 4 rebounds. Iowa loses for the first time since January 1st. Second-ranked Iowa wrestling returns to the mat tonight at Carver-Hawkeye Arena, hosting number 9 Michigan. Meet scheduled to begin at 8:05. Hawkeyes have won 9 of the last 10 against the Wolverines. Meanwhile, the American Rivers Conference wrestling title is on the line tonight. Number 1 Wartburg plays host to number 7 Loras. Knights and Duhawks, both 7-0 in the arc, headed into tonight's duel. Wartburg has won 29 of the last 30 conference championships. Action gets underway at Levick Arena at 7. Then, as I mentioned earlier, in-state rivals battle it out tonight. 14th-ranked UNI Wrestling host number 3 Iowa State. That's 13th-ranked UNI Wrestling, actually. I guess it depends on which poll you're looking at. There's a handful. The Panthers are 5-2 in the Big 12. Cyclones undefeated at 6-0. Iowa State has won 17 consecutive Big 12 duels. Four top 15 matchups tonight, highlighted at 184 pounds, where UNI's second-ranked Parker Kekeisen will go against Iowa State's fourth-ranked Marcus Coleman. Tonight's duel at McLeod Center begins at 7. And the UNI women's basketball team will be at Illinois-Chicago tonight. Panthers seeking their fourth straight win, going for the season sweep of the Flames. UNI 10-2 in the Missouri Valley trails first place Illinois State by just one game. And how about this news? The Big 12 has agreed in principle to terms with Oklahoma and Texas to leave the conference following the 2023-24 athletic year, 1 year earlier than originally announced. As part of the exit agreement, Texas and Oklahoma will owe a combined $100 million to the conference, much of which will be distributed to the 8 Big 12 legacy universities to offset an expected decrease in their 2024 conference revenue. And real quickly, let's hear from UNI wrestling coach Doug Schwab, and he says that his team is the type where they enjoy the challenge of an opponent like Iowa State.
How many of these do you get? You know, for us, you know, we get, for some of these guys, you know, they're fortunate because they got a 6 year, so maybe they get a fifth duel with Iowa State. But we get four duels. These guys get four duels with an in-state rival. Four of them. We should have a hell of a lot more than that, but we get four of them. So, man, if you don't do anything but smile and grin and, oh, shit, man, I can't wait for this opportunity, then something's wrong.
Iowa State coach Kevin Dresser says that the teams respect each other, but they want to win bad.
They're going to want to take our heads off, and we have to be ready for that, and we got to take their heads off. It's going to be a heck of a dual meet for fans to watch. You know, I think there's a lot of toss-ups early, like 125 through 157. I think you could make a case for all those being really, really close. And if that's the way it goes, that's going to be a heck of a bout. So we're excited about it. Yeah, we're playing around a little bit and we're having fun, but it's a big day for us. You know, we circle Panther season every year.
UNI, Iowa State at McLeod Center. Action begins at 7 tonight. Let's take this time out. We'll get you a VSiN action update and a forecast. We'll come back. We'll break down all the ways to bet the big game with Wes Reynolds from the VSiN Action Network. That's next on this Football Friday edition of Cole & Company on The Fan.
This is Brian Musburger's VSiN Action Update on 1650 The Fan.
The best way to start betting smarter is to sign up for a free VSiN subscription at vsin.com/subscribe. That's vsin.com/subscribe.
Eagles remain a contentious point-and-a-half favorite over the Philadelphia Eagles in Super Bowl 57. The total 51, 71% of the money on the Eagles at a point-and-a-half. Track where all the money is headed at vsin.com. Betting splits. Prop bets on the board. First play from scrimmage. Will it result in a first down? No, the favorite, -450. Purdue knocked off Iowa 87-73 yesterday, covering a 7.5-point home favorites and ending the Hawkeyes' three-game winning streak. Iowa at Minnesota Sunday. Iowa State hosting Oklahoma State on Saturday. Iowa State is +550 to win the Big 12. Mike Sennett, 1650 The Fan.
February is American Heart Month, and at the Waterloo Career Center, we have students who are fast-tracked to go into the medical profession. Our classrooms include hospital-grade equipment, like an ambulance simulator that provides our EMS learners with the opportunity to train in the most realistic way possible. And our students, well, they're just like Ray.
Hello, my name is Ray, and my board is to save lives as a paramedic and EMT.
Ray's a senior at Expo and is studying right now to be an emergency medical technician and paramedic. Her bold is saving lives. At the Waterloo Career Center, we offer a collegiate-level academic experience in almost 20 tuition-free programs. We're proud to help Ray and students all over the Cedar Valley do more of what they love and what they do well. Do you have a middle or high school student in your life? What's their bold? Help them find it at the Waterloo Career Center. Give us a call at 319-433-1803. With us, the future is now.
When it's cold outside, you can dress for it. But when your furnace gives out, hey, a blanket fort can only do so much. So call your local 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. We'll replace your old furnace with a new high-efficiency one. And that beats a bunch of blankets any day. Right now, cozy up to big savings on a complete heating system. Call 319-287-9200.
Just a call away. Call 1-Hour.
Terms and conditions may apply. Call for details. Independently owned and operated. Licensed in the respective state or county.
I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weatherology forecast. Clear skies tonight with a low of 18. Winds out of the southwest 5 to 10 miles an hour. Bright sunshine expected tomorrow, 44. Clear skies again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 23. Mainly cloudy skies expected Sunday, decreasing clouds by Monday. Low 40s Sunday, mid 40s by Monday. With your weatherology Cedar Valley forecast, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now, it's 30.
Welcome back to Cole & Company with Colbert. Afternoons 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan. The all-new 102 at 102.3 FM and on the 1650 The Fan app.
Welcome back. The last Football Friday edition of the show, like I mentioned, until late August when the high school football season gets going. So we're going out in style today. We've got Wes Reynolds with us, analyst and host of VSiN's Live Bet Tonight. You can follow Wes on Twitter at WesReynolds1. And folks, you hear the action updates 5 times a day here on The Fan. And for a limited time, you can get a 1-month VSiN Pro subscription for just $9.99. You get access to their 24/7 channel, their big game betting guide, pro betting tips, and more, all for less than $10. Visit vsin.com/subscribe for more information. We bring in Wes now. We're going to break it all down, the big game, Chiefs and Eagles, how to bet it, whether you're a novice, whether you are an experienced gambler. That's why Wes is here. Wes, thanks so much for being here. How are you doing today?
Cole, I'm doing well. Good to be with you. I'm just ready for this game to happen finally, because it's felt like it's been a month between the championship games and the Super Bowl, so just eager for Sunday to get here.
I couldn't agree more. And I think when you work in the business like we do, that Thursday and Friday starts to roll around and you're like, all right, let's kick this thing off. And I can't wait to dive in on this game with you, Wes. But first things first, tell us a little bit about your show, Live Bet Tonight, and everything that you bring to the table for VSiN.
Yeah, Cole, what we do on the show, and we are 6 to 9 Pacific, 9 to 12 Eastern time, late night on the East Coast. And basically what we do, more often than not, Monday through Friday, we did have football. Obviously, that is now over from a weeknight perspective. But basketball, hockey, college basketball, NBA, anything that's going on, and then obviously previewing football. So we're doing in-game betting, and I think that's what a lot of bettors now are getting access to as this gets legal across the country. You're seeing more people get involved in that way, whether it's side or total or in-game player props or game props, what have you. So we're just going around the country to all these different games and betting them accordingly.
That sounds like an exciting way to spend your evenings. And how about we start there with live betting? And I suppose the best way to start is for, there's, like I mentioned at the start of the show, Wes, there's a lot of people that an event like the Super Bowl provokes them to maybe make their first ever wager. And they're going, okay, I know enough about betting on a game. I've kind of got a handle on a spread. But you're talking about a live bet here. Give people just a little bit of the lay of the land of a live bet. And then also, too, maybe the allure of the live bet.
Yeah, and what you're doing here, Cole, obviously with the Super Bowl, you know, it's not like your traditional NFL schedule and even playoff games for that matter, because for the first time for probably most, I think, casual or recreational bettors, you're going to see so much more on the prop menu. So there are so many different ways to bet this thing, even if you don't have a convincing argument for either side or either the total, the over or the under. You're probably going to be involved with props, you know, first touchdown or anytime touchdown, or if you want to play over or under Mahomes' passing yards or Hurts' rushing yards, what have you. So what I often say about the Super Bowl, because, you know, we talked in the open about how much coverage and how big this thing is, and sometimes we go, you know, paralysis by analysis, if you will.
Yeah.
Really what you want to look at in the Super Bowl, if you're looking, you know, basic, who's going to win the game. There obviously have been 56 Super Bowls, and the straight-up winner of the Super Bowl is 47-7-2 against the spread. Last year was actually an anomaly when the Rams actually won the game but didn't cover the 4.5-point spread. That was the first time the favorite won but had failed to cover the Super Bowl since 2009. So I know that this sounds obvious, and this is not exactly cutting-edge analysis, but pick the winner of the game. And the winner of the game is going to cover and has done so 47 times out of 56.
Okay. Now, with that being said, steering us toward the spread, last I checked, the Eagles were a 1.5-point favorite in this game. Just tell us, Wes, who do you like as it relates to picking this spread and why?
Yeah, and in full disclosure, Cole, I have not yet bet the side. I may end up doing it just kind of for interest, but I do like Kansas City here in the spot. You saw that Philadelphia got bet immediately after the conference championship games a couple weeks ago Sunday. And I think the reason why is because Philadelphia was very impressive and that they've had two blowouts in the playoffs. Now, Brock Purdy getting hurt for San Francisco certainly aided that, but I think Philadelphia more than likely is going to win that game in that situation. Meanwhile, you look at Kansas City, you know, kind of had to squeak by a little bit against Cincinnati. The outcome, I think, was very much in doubt in the fourth quarter. And Kansas City probably got a couple calls their way, a couple tough penalties against Cincinnati that really set them up for that winning field goal, especially the hit out of bounds on Mahomes that was 15 extra yards. But I do like Kansas City here. And, you know, I'm wondering, Cole, 5, 10, however many years from now, if I'm going to look back on this and be like, you know what, I could have bet Patrick Mahomes as an underdog in the Super Bowl. You know, a guy that could go down. He won his second MVP last night.
Yep.
A guy that could go down as one of the all-time greats in the position. If he doesn't play another snap, he's already in the Hall of Fame. But, you know, I go with Kansas City here, and I'm not going to say necessarily the coaching experience edge, because if you really look at the numbers, it hasn't mattered. Even though it did matter a few years ago, if you remember when Sean McVay went to the Super Bowl for the first time with the Rams and went against Bill Belichick, I don't think that there's that kind of discrepancy in the coaching here necessarily with Reed and Sirianni.
Wes, what do you think? And bringing up the coaching, there's so much that you kind of just have to throw aside when it comes to the Super Bowl, given its uniqueness. And I totally understand the point you're making there, and I agree with it. But what about, is this something we could continue to include, which is just how good Andy Reid teams have been after he's had his bye week, after he's had 2 weeks to prepare for a game, albeit they won their last Super Bowl, right, that they were in when he had two weeks to prepare. Do you think that that's something that's worth keeping in mind here?
It's certainly something worth examining, and you mentioned off a bye. I believe the ATS record against the spread record is 18-14 off a bye, so that doesn't seem like it's really impressive. But when you look at the fact that he's the third best in the league, only Belichick and actually Mike McCarthy from his time, especially in Green Bay, are better off a bye week. So that's something I think that you certainly have to look at. And look, this is going to be Andy Reid's fourth Super Bowl. This is Nick Sirianni's first time. So is there going to be some early jitters for Philadelphia? There very well could be. But I think when you look at it, this is such a competitive game, like where there's not really a public side or there's not really a sharp or pro better side, because I think you have sharp guys that like Philadelphia. You have sharp guys that like Kansas City, just like you have your public and your casual bettors that also like Philadelphia, and then some of them also like Kansas City. So that's why you really hadn't seen a lot of movement necessarily in the line, besides that early move, obviously, immediately after the game. It's pretty much been 1.5 all week.
Wes Reynolds, analyst for VSiN and host of VSiN Live Bet Tonight, our special guest right now on this pre-Super Bowl edition of Cole & Company, breaking down how to bet this big game between the Chiefs and the Eagles. And Wes, we talked a little bit earlier about prop bets. Would it be fair to say that the Super Bowl is the game where you'd go, you know what, it's not quite as out there, if you will, by traditional standards, to really dig in on these prop bets and feel comfortable about laying your money down and the opportunity to win some good money with these props in a game like this one?
Well, I think you're absolutely right, Cole. And look, my decision on the Super Bowl pretty much every year are going to be on the prop bets, because you can only bet a side or a total certain way. I mean, you can't really do a teaser necessarily because you don't have another game to pair with it because it's the only game on the board. So, you know, you can bet the side, you can bet the total, you can bet team totals or what have you. But I dig in a lot to the player props, even some of the team or the index props, and they're just more and more. It's not just for the game now. They're cross-sport props, you know, in terms of, you know, Miles Sanders, rushing yards versus, you know, two players in the NBA and their total points, or versus the final round score for John Rahm at the Phoenix Open. So they get really creative with these. And it used to be years ago, it seemed like there were only 50, 60 props on the board. Now I look at a packet and it's like, you know, a Tolstoy novel with how thick these packets are, you know, in terms of how many props that they offer.
Yeah, no doubt. So in saying all that, how about I put you on the hot seat here, Wes, and give us some of your favorite props that you would point, whether it's the novice better or the experienced gambler toward in this game. Which ones do you like most?
Yeah, I'll give a couple player props here, and one involves the running back Jerick McKinnon for Kansas City. And I played under his longest rush attempt at 8.5 yards and also played him under 5.5 rushing attempts, because when they're using McKinnon in the offense, they're using him either mainly as a pass protector or a pass catcher, because Isaiah Pacheco has really emerged as the main running back target for Kansas City with Clyde Edwards-Helaire out, and Edwards-Helaire might even play. Now, I don't expect that he's going to be, you know, hugely used in the offense, but, you know, might get a couple touches that could take away certainly from Jerick McKinnon. So I played that, the under. I also played a couple different ones in terms of just different players. I played Jake Elliott under 7.5 kicking points. That's the Eagles kicker, minus $1.25. Because I think with Sirianni, and we have seen it throughout the year, he is more wont to go for it on fourth down. So I think that that takes away opportunities for field goals for somebody like Jake Elliott. So I played that under. I also played Patrick Mahomes under 10.5 for his longest rush attempt, or his longest, minus 100, minus 125, simply because I think that the ankle is a little bit better, but I think a lot of this is going to be a quick passing game because the Eagles are the number one team in the league in terms of amount of sacks. They had 70 sacks this season, yeah. So that is a very good pass rush. So Patrick Mahomes is not going to have as much time in the pocket, you know, to kind of dance around, get in and out. He's almost like a magician the way that he can do that. So he's not going to have that time. So a lot of this might be three steps and ball is out. So I don't think you're going to, you know, see a lot of times where Mahomes is having to run the ball.
Just a final thought on the props, Wes. It seems safe to say that you're not in on the over-under on the national anthem length, the color of the Gatorade, or which way the coin is going to face up to start this game?
Well, I will give one tip, though, on the Gatorade. And it's always a short price. Do not bet red or pink on the Gatorade, because one of the things about this is a lot of these jerseys and the paraphernalia, memorabilia, will get sent to the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Okay.
The last thing you want to do is have to get red stains. I mean, it's tough for us to get them out, let alone anybody else. So don't bet red. I could see maybe the clear getting there. I think I saw it at like 10 or 11 to 1. So I would lean that way, and I would lean a little bit under, and I think it's bet under a little bit. Chris Stapleton, by the way, is going to be the national anthem singer. So I saw 202 this morning, and I would lean under.
Okay. All right. I didn't think that there was expertise to be had when it comes to those, but here I am with my mind blown now. Wes, great stuff, man. It was awesome to have you on the show today. I really appreciate your time. Best of luck with your wagers, and perhaps we'll catch up again at some other time.
Cole, thanks for having me, man. Really appreciate it.
All right, take care. Wes Reynolds, kind enough to join us from the VSiN Action Network. He's an analyst for VSiN and host of Live Bet Tonight, and you can follow him on Twitter at WesReynolds1. All right, what do I have in mind for wagering on the big game? I think I'm probably going to have to bet the -1.5 with the Eagles. That's what the way I'm leaning. The heck of it is, though, and Wes brought this up, is, you know, you'll sit there Sunday night or Monday and be like, why in the hell did I bet against an underdog Patrick Mahomes in a Super Bowl? But, man, the Eagles sure have looked good in the playoffs, and the Chiefs, right? They've only been able to really look so good ever since Mahomes endured the ankle injury. So that's the wild card here that makes this one a little bit tougher to gauge, I would say. And honestly, I do think that there's a chance maybe I stay completely off that spread, maybe dive into an over-under or just a handful or a few of these prop bets that Wes put out there for us. So if you joined a little late, it'll be available in podcast form to go back and listen to. So hopefully we can put a little bit of money in your back pocket with some good bets on the big game, the Chiefs and the Eagles Sunday. And you'll hear it right here, of course, on the Fan. Coverage beginning at 1, kickoff at 5:30. All right, let's take this time out. Radio Iowa Sports with Todd Kim coming up during the break. On the other side, we'll keep talking about the Super Bowl. Logan Blackman of the Logan Blackman Show podcast will join us. We'll break it down from a football perspective with Logan, the former collegiate quarterback himself, next on this Football Friday edition of Cole & Company right here on The Fan.
This is Sports on Radio Iowa. I'm Todd Kim. Mount Vernon native Jack Cochran is hoping to close his rookie season in the NFL as a Super Bowl champion. The former South Dakota linebacker signed with the Kansas City Chiefs as an undrafted free agent. He's not the first Mount Vernon native to play in football's biggest game.
It's definitely not the norm, but one of my best friends from high school, Tristan Morris, for the Buccaneers, just did it a couple years ago. So, in fact, I got a text from one of my old high school teachers that said, the class of 2017 is undefeated in the Super Bowls. Don't mess that up. So that's what we're going for.
The Chiefs play the Philadelphia Eagles in Super Bowl 57 Sunday night in Phoenix. College wrestling tonight, there's a duel that features a couple of ranked teams in Cedar Falls as 14th-ranked UNI hosts number 3 Iowa State. Meanwhile, second-ranked Iowa closes out the Big Ten duel season at home tonight against number 9 Michigan. Women's college basketball, UNI visits Illinois-Chicago. Drake is on the road at Valparaiso. This is Radio Iowa.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
A Shiro's work is never done. You care for the house, the kids, and our future. We're so grateful for all you do. Now, it's time to care for yourself and save a little more for retirement. A free 3-minute online chat can give you the personalized tips you need to boost your retirement savings now. Visit aceyourretirement.org today.
A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Cedar Falls School District is announcing kindergarten registration. Attention all parents in Cedar Falls whose children will be in the class of 2036. State law requires that children must be 5 years old on or before September 15th in order to attend kindergarten in the 2023-24 academic year. Please call your local elementary school location from Aldrich, Cedar Heights, Hanson, Lincoln, North Cedar, Orchard Hill, and Southdale. Let them know you have an incoming kindergarten student. The principal will be in touch about additional information and a parent meeting. Completed kindergarten registration forms are required for all incoming students and must be turned in by March 30th. If you're unsure of your attendance area, please call the Cedar Falls Schools Administration Building. Visit cfschools.org.
Cedar Falls Schools. Every student, every day.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
John, what are you doing? Get in my car.
So why are you walking to work?
Thanks, man. It's these insanely high gas prices. They're draining my bank account. I can't afford to drive anymore.
Dude, don't walk. Just do what I do, because I never pay full price for gas anymore. I use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Oh, wait. You're telling me you get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code DOLLAR for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code DOLLAR. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code DOLLAR for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code DOLLAR.
As a Walgreens pharmacist, I talk with people all the time about little tips and tricks for filling their Medicare prescriptions, like taking advantage of Walgreens 90-day refills to save them a trip, or using Refill by Scan, which is super easy and right on your phone. And for anybody worried about prescription costs, I say, hey, we got you, with low-cost copays on many medications.
Let's talk about making things easier. Walgreens is here. Fill your way and save at walgreens.com/Medicare. See pharmacists for restrictions and exclusions.
You're listening to Cole and Company with Colbert, afternoons 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
Welcome back. Football Friday. Last Football Friday. As I keep saying, until late August, and we bring in Logan Blackman of the Logan Blackman Show podcast, and I'll just ask him, how's that hit you, Logan? Last Football Friday until high school gets going. I would say probably August 18th is the second to last Friday, a little week zero action.
Yeah, to be 100% honest with you, it did not register to me until right now. I actually haven't thought about that. This is the last game for quite a long time. Man, now I'm a little upset. But it's good. I mean, I'm gonna sit here and act like, hey, I'm gonna watch some USFL this summer. I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna try my hardest. But It's weird. It is really weird, but it couldn't really end on a much better matchup this weekend if we are talking about the last weekend for a while.
Yeah, it sure looks like that we've got the two best teams playing in this game when you look over the course of the NFL season. And you're getting into your sweet spot. You've got the NFL draft coming up. Everybody knows you're just a little bit of a nerd for the draft, and we'll certainly talk about it plenty in the lead up to on the show. But for now, we've got this game left, and where should we start here? I think I'm leaning toward the Eagles, but as the week goes on, you keep hearing the people say, oh, man, how could you ever bet against Patrick Mahomes in a Super Bowl? I've thought, you know, these last couple days, man, Andy Reid's usually got a great game plan when he's had a bye week, that extra week to prepare. Just tell me about, you know, the things that are rolling through your head when it comes to trying to predict this game.
So my big thing that I've thought about, because everything on paper kind of says lean towards the Eagles. When you look at the health of the Kansas City Chiefs with their weapon, like Mecole Hardman's going to be out. They have a few other players that are going to be out in this game. And the Eagles are steamrolled the past two teams they played. Granted, the Niners didn't have a quarterback in that game, but they still absolutely steamrolled them. And the thing that I always think back is, like, my dad and I have talked about this. When the Bills lost their first Super Bowl to the to the Giants in 1991, they came into that Super Bowl off a 51-3 win over the Raiders. Mm-hmm. Famous win. Howie Long begging the offense to slow down because the Bills were just absolutely destroying them. The Giants beat the 49ers 15-13. They won on a last-second field goal. And the Giants were not expected to win this game. They were way down. They didn't even have a starting quarterback. Phil Simms got hurt. So they were with Jeff Hostetler. So it's like the Bills absolutely steamrolled this team, and the Raiders barely made it. The Bills, they should win this game. But there's things that go into play here. Like Andy Reid, these guys have all been here before. They've done it. Andy Reid's won a Super Bowl. Mahomes won a Super Bowl. Chris Jones, Travis Kelce, like all these guys have won. These Eagles, there are some players on this Eagles team that have won a Super Bowl. But like Hurts has never been there. Sirianni's never been there. So it could be one of those things where all signs point to Philly, but having that number 15 on the sideline for the red and gold is a pretty big plus for them.
Yeah, there's no doubt. When it comes to some of the more interesting angles, analysis that I've heard about this game, Trevor Lawrence, Jacksonville Jaguars quarterback, was on Dan Patrick's show this morning and mentioned how the Chiefs defense likes to make everything looked the same pre-snap, whether they're running a weak side blitz or they're in cover four. How difficult might that make life on Jalen Hurts? I'm sure he's well aware of this, which also makes me think, too, when you get into a Super Bowl, maybe Kansas City actually does throw some exotic looks at him. But I found that interesting that Trevor Lawrence mentioned how that Steve Spagnuolo, their defensive coordinator,
yep,
likes to do that. Whether, you know, he could be in a heavy blitz or they could be in, you know, dropping eight into coverage. They want to make everything look the same.
Yeah, the one thing the Chiefs do really well is that they adjust mid-play. Like, they can set up in any formation. They'll have guys around the ball. And the thing is, they don't really have, like, apart from Chris Jones, and some people might even say, like, Frank Clark or Nick Bolton, but they don't really have those big names on defense, but they're just a very solid unit. Like they might not put up the best numbers, but they're always going to be around the ball. They're flying everywhere the ball. They're very young. Like their secondary last week, like there was a time where Brian Cook, rookie from Cincinnati, Trent McDuffie, rookie from Washington, and Jalen Watson, I'm pretty sure is a rookie as well, were all making plays for the Chiefs secondary against the Bengals because like L'Jarius Sneed got knocked out of the game. So they needed to make plays. They needed to adjust on the fly. And, like, having Carlos Dunlap there, who's been there around the league before as an edge rusher, they're playing him as a 3-4 or 4-3 linebacker. So they're bringing him on the edge. They're playing sometimes 5 in the front. So it makes things just very, very hard. And these big DNs they have, like Karlaftis they just drafted, Frank Clark's a bigger guy, Dunlap's a big – like, they're just these big guys. And you had Dunlap coming off the edge as a linebacker, when the other two on the line as the DNs. Like, it just makes things super hard. And when they – like, you'll see defense, like, press up against the line of scrimmage and then drop back. So trying to figure out if they're going to blitz or not is going to be very, very big. But like I said with the Niners, if they can stay compact and not crash in on the read option play, so Jalen Hurts doesn't break off some massive runs throughout the game,
yeah,
the Chiefs could have a very, very surprising day on the defensive side of the ball, I'll put it like that.
If you were the Eagles' offensive coordinator, would you try to game plan, or how many designed runs for Jalen Hurts would you try to have in your game plan? Like, you got your menu of calls, but looking at your menu of calls, how many times do you think, best case scenario, would you go to that menu and call a play?
I love like the option plays that they have. Like they haven't run a ton that I've seen this year, but having the read option play with an outlet pass there as well. I saw like a few years ago when Russell Wilson was still considered a good quarterback, the Seahawks would have read option plays and have a bubble screen or have like a little out route or a crossing route or something to like separate the defense. Cause you're asking the defenders, oh, they're running it at the run. They're giving it to the running back. Oh no, the quarterback's pulling it. Oh no, he's throwing it. So you got to make them think on their feet like that. And I think with how Shane Steichen's been this year, I think they've been really creative on how they run. Like, he didn't really have an insane game running the ball last week, but he broke off a couple big runs here and there, kept the 49ers defense on their toes, who, no offense to the Chiefs, have a much better defense than the Kansas City Chiefs, but they have a much better defense than pretty much everybody in the NFL. So I would just like, I wouldn't change too much, because there's one of these things where you get this big moment, your first time in the Super Bowl, you're trying to overthink things.
Yeah.
Just don't do that. Stick with what's been working the entire year. Jalen's been very consistent in the run game. He's smart when he passes the ball, which is something big, because in these games, you cannot have a quarterback that tries to do too much. And you let him run and let him play freely, I think the Eagles would have a nice day. If you know, it's a give and take thing here. Talk about the Chiefs defense playing well. Eagles offense can play well if they just stay in their own lane, I guess.
Have you also heard, because I picked this up a handful of times this week, that the Eagles will try to play keep away from the Chiefs? And I don't think in saying that it necessarily means they're going to be ultra conservative, but they do have a capable running game, not an elite running game. Jalen Hurts is really, like we just talked about, the wild card that can take it from good to better than good or great in any given game. So what do you think about that premise? I mean, easier said than done, but it does feel like if you can establish your run game, that you're going to give yourself a hell of a lot better chance to beat Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs.
I'm going to bring this back to the Super Bowl, the Bills-Giants Super Bowl. The Bills' offense was like second to none at that time. They were revolutionizing things, the K-gun offense, the no huddle. Bill Belichick, I think most people are familiar with who Bill Belichick is at this point,
Cheater.
Was the D coordinator of this Giants team, and he had that mindset of, we're just going to make sure you run the ball. Like, he kept telling the offense, keep running the ball. Like, keep the ball. We're going to keep the ball to Thurman Thomas's hands on the Bills side, and Otis Anderson's just going to pound the rock on the offensive side for the Giants, because Otis Anderson was a freaking monster. He's 6'2", 220 pounds. Like, this dude is big guy.
Yeah.
They have a backup quarterback in there, so they're just going to keep pounding the rock, and they did. Even Dave Maggett, 48 yards for him on the ground, too. So, like, just keeping the ball out of the powerful offensive hands, like Jim Kelly, Patrick Mahomes, all the weapons that they have. Granted, it's not like you don't have a Tyreek Hill, but keeping Travis Kelce in check is going to be big. If you let him get open over the middle, because I think he just runs his own routes. I don't even think he has routes that he runs.
Yeah.
I think he's just like, you know what? I'm going to break it off here. I'm going to find pockets in the defense and make it work. If they can run the ball well and be, like you said, don't be like ultra conservative with it, but run the ball smartly and then make sure you guard Kelce, it could be fun. It could be fun to see how they handle all that.
Just a few more minutes here with Logan Blackman of the Logan Blackman Show podcast. Previewing Super Bowl 57. Pregame coverage begins at 1 Sunday here on The Fan. Kickoff at 5:30. Follow Logan on Twitter at Logan_Blackman. You got a podcast out to tell us about?
Yeah, I do. I had a friend on this past one. It's a very interesting one. It's not like the normal stuff we do on there. It was just a nice little conversation. It's 2 hours, so it's a long one, but it's a entertaining listen. But then we had one on Wednesday as well, going over more sportsy things, talking about the awesome Brian Ferentz designated performance objectives. And I went on Twitter and looked up what Twitter was saying about different quarterbacks in this year's draft, because, you know, Twitter is always a great place for like-minded people to come together and talk about subjects that are definitely not overreactionary or anything like that.
I couldn't have said it better about Twitter myself. As we wrap up here, I think as far as it relates to the Chiefs offense being able to do their thing, because, you know, there's like necessarily no secrets about what the Chiefs are going to try to do. They're going to put the ball in Patrick Mahomes' hands more than anything else, with respect to Isaiah Pacheco and Clyde Edwards-Helaire, who's going to play in this game, or is least going to try to play in this game. I think the dynamic is the pass rush, and I don't think we're doing a disservice by not digging in on what Kansas City needs to do offensively. What they need to do is they need to block. And Hassan Reddick is the first name that comes up in a talented group of Eagles that rush the passer. I think, as the kids would say, right, Logan, Hassan Reddick is him. Do I have that right?
Yeah, you got that right. I mean, he was surprised. He came second in Defensive Player of the Year voting, which was kind of surprising, but also not surprising at the same time. Like he's a Temple guy, so he's a Philly guy. So this is big that he came back to Philly, and yeah, he's be causing a lot of problems for the Chiefs O-line.
So my question is, and tell us what you would least like to see as a former quarterback. Would you like Hassan Reddick to be in the spot that he usually is in for almost all the snaps, where the Philly game plan is, let's put him in his best spot, his bread and butter spot, and just let him go to work for four quarters? Or would you rather see him bouncing around where, you know, maybe he's out of his comfort zone a little bit, but then again, you know, your eyes are going to have to move a little bit as a result to identify where he's at?
He stresses me out wherever he's at. He's very, very stressful. He'd scare me coming off like that right side of the offensive line, because Orlando Brown's the best tackle the Chiefs have, and him going up against Andrew Wiley could be interesting. And that's the same spot. I'm not saying it's going to happen, because it's very rare that it happens, of him coming around and catching Mahomes' arm like he did to Brock Purdy the week prior, a couple weeks ago. But he's just a scary dude. He's very scary. They kind of do something similar with Carlos Dunlap at Kansas City, where they line him up in different spots. But the difference is Hassan Reddick is not even 30 yet. He's 28 years old, and he's so fast. He's so fast. And, like, having Brandon Graham, who's been there forever, as the older guy there, and having Hassan Reddick with him as well, like, it's just, yeah, that dude's scary. Hassan Reddick is scary, and he'd scare me wherever he lines up. I don't care if it's on the left side, right side, through the middle. If he's even playing corner like Aiden Hutchinson did for the Lions a month or two ago.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to make sure I find out where number seven is, and I'm going to try my best to make sure he does not do anything to me on the offensive side.
Great stuff, Logan. Enjoy the game, all right?
Yeah, you too.
Logan Blackman of the Logan Blackman Show podcast, kind enough to join us and preview Super Bowl 57. All right, let's take this final timeout, come back, wrap up the show right after this.
I'm Bridget Condon with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Patrick Mahomes is hoping Thursday night is a sign of winning things to come. The Chiefs quarterback was named the Associated Press Most Valuable Player at NFL Honors, beating out Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts. Offensive Player of the Year went to Vikings receiver Justin Jefferson, while Niners star Nick Bosa was named the top defender. The Jets swept the Rookie of the Year awards, with corner Sauce Gardner winning on the defensive side and receiver Garrett Wilson on offense. And for his charity efforts off the field, Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott was named Walter Payton Man of the Year. The new class of Pro Football Hall of Famers was also revealed. Cornerback Darrell Revis, linebacker DeMarcus Ware, and left tackle Joe Thomas earned their gold jackets, along with corner Rondae Barber, linebacker Zach Thomas, defensive lineman Joe Klecko, Super Bowl V MVP Chuck Howley, cornerback Ken Riley, and influential former head coach Don Coryell. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
They say they'll get your biggest tax refund. Jackson Hewitt says your biggest tax refund guaranteed, and a chance to double your tax refund. Thousands in weekly prizes during the Double Your Refund sweepstakes. Your biggest refund times two, twice the money, so forget about them. File your taxes on the double at Jackson Hewitt today. No purchase necessary to enter or win. Open to U.S. residents 18 or older who file a 2022 federal tax return. Promotion ends 4/2/23. Visit jacksonhewitt.com for rules.
I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. The Super Bowl is the biggest stage in all of sports, but this year's matchup may have a little extra draw. Throughout the season, many claim the Eagles and Chiefs were in a league of their own, and after 3 weeks of postseason play, the two teams have only confirmed that theory. Both teams feature an elite scheme and a great quarterback. Travis Kelce and A.J. Brown are top-tier talents on offense, and both teams have a dangerous pass rush that can take over a game. Not to mention, the Eagles' offensive line is the best in all of football. As things stand today, the Eagles are currently listed as slight favorite as we continue to approach Sunday's game. But with the experience of Andy Reid, the greatness of Patrick Mahomes, taking out a team like Kansas City won't be easy. So I wouldn't beat yourself up about picking a winner this weekend, because when it's all said and done, it should be fun to watch the two best teams in football square off in Super Bowl 57. I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise.
Well, I finally done it. It took a little while, but I switched. PXG got more distance, more forgiveness, and the quality of the materials is second to none. If you're looking to get a performance out of your golf clubs, you should try a fitting with PXG. Fantastic hands-on, and they compare your current setup to their equipment and show you exactly what you need and what you'll gain by stepping up to PXG. Visit PXG.com or call 844-PLAY-PXG or go to a PXG store near you to schedule a fitting. And tell them I sent you. This message is brought to you by Discover. Did you know you could reduce the number of unwanted calls and emails with online privacy protection? The latest innovation from Discover. Discover will help regularly remove your personal information like your name and address from 10 popular people search websites that could sell your data. And they'll do it for free. Activate in the Discover app. See terms and learn more at discover.com/online privacy protection. That's discover.com/online privacy protection.
This is the home of Cole & Company. For the ride home, weekdays 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan, the Cedar Valley sports leader.
You know, they got a real small number beside their name, so they're supposed to win that meet. You know, I'm sure looking on paper, they're probably highly favored. I don't think that in one bit. I know that's not the case.
That's you and I, wrestling coach Doug Schwab, talking about the third-ranked Iowa State Cyclones ahead of tonight's rivalry duel at McLeod Center. That's where I'm headed. That's where I'd suggest you head. Where are you going to find better wrestling in the country than tonight at McLeod Center between the Panthers and the Cyclones? Enjoy the Super Bowl on Sunday. Enjoy Blackhawks hockey at Tri-City. Pre-game coverage coming up at 6:45. Have a great weekend, everybody.
You've been listening to Cole & Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show. Heard afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and the all-new 102 at 102.3 FM.